You're listening to Downtown Depot, where we track the ins and outs of Waco business. I'm your host, Austin Meek. Waco Tours, started by David Ridley and Luke and Rachel White, caters to out-of-towners who want to see more than just the Magnolia Magic. These entrepreneurs have begun a booming tourism business that gives people an inside look at Waco's history, homes, and hidden gems. I sit down with founder David Ridley to talk about the company's heart for the city and their vision for its expansion. You get a fresh Downtown Depot every first and third Friday of the month here on KWBU. But for real-time updates on the business happening in your city, be sure you're following us on Facebook and Twitter at Waco Business News. And on WacoBusinessNews.com, you'll read a recap of Wednesday's 1 Million Cups event featuring the foodie travel company Divine Destinations, as well as other information about business happening in your city. Before we get to my conversation with David, let's listen to the word on the street. The city of Waco is putting on its fourth annual Winter Wonderland Festival, starting this evening at 5 p.m., and will be followed by a tree lighting and fireworks show. Megan Davis, events and promotion specialist for Parks and Rec, said there's even more coming on Saturday.
Other activities throughout the weekend include a downtown holiday parade, Ferris wheel, visits with Santa, carriage rides, and a huge snow hill featuring real ice.
Winter Wonderland will also feature Mistletoe Market, an arts and crafts hub featuring seasonal wares from local merchants. There'll be plenty of food to go around with trucks like Dave's Burger Barn, Club Sandwich, Martinez Tamales, and Mad Hasher. And of course, if you need a little dessert fix, Pokio's will be there serving up cookies and ice cream.
We're looking forward to an exciting weekend, and for more information, visit WacoWonderland.com or follow us on Facebook for the latest updates.
If you'll be in the area for Winter Wonderland, just a stone's throw away is the new Wildland Supply Company, the modern clothing boutique that made a name for itself on Austin Avenue. Kate Duncan owns Wildland. When an opportunity to buy a strip of buildings one block over presented itself, she and her husband Corey decided to close down her shop and prepare for the new space. Wildland opened to much avail over the Thanksgiving weekend, and former fans will still feel at home in the new space.
Old Wildland was a lot smaller. I wasn't able to have as much product as I do now, and I am able to do whatever I want here because I own the building, so I have great, beautiful fitting rooms and great seating, and it's just a lot more of a full-service experience.
Kate said the most fun thing since opening has been connecting with former customers and having excited friends stop through. Even though she's self-deprecating, she herself can't stifle the enthusiasm shoppers show when they walk in the doors at 721 Washington Avenue.
This sounds braggy, but a lot of, like, wows. Everybody seems to really be enjoying it.
You've probably seen David Ridley behind the wheel of the Waco Tours Sprinter van, or flying up in the sky in one of the Waco Tours helicopter rides. He was gracious enough to come back down to Earth to talk with me on Downtown Depot this week. Before we jump into the business side of your life, let's let our listeners into the personal story, David. What brought you here to Waco?
Cool. Well, I was born in Dallas, Texas, and kind of moved around different places in Texas. And my sister went to Baylor, so I've been coming to Waco since the 80s. She graduated in 89. She's 11 years older. And after I graduated high school, my mom and dad moved here in 98. So when they moved here in 98, I came here after a year of junior college and, you know, was here for a little while, liked it, and then I moved on and lived in New York City for almost 6 years, and then just got in New York and was like, this is not for me after a while, and decided to move back to Texas. And that's when I came back to Texas, and I lived in Dallas for a little while, and at that time really was really kind of lost without any faith, and reached out to the Lord, and the Lord kind of touched my heart at that time in 2005, 2006. I gave my life to the Lord. I was really transformed there in Dallas by the love of God, and then lived there for a couple more years and decided, man, I really enjoy a small town. So moved to Waco in 2008 and lived with my parents for a little while. It was a little hard at the time, being a little older, living with them, but I decided to save some money, and that's when I bought a house here in Waco, right kind of in the center of Waco, off Waco Drive. So after that, lived there for about 5 years and worked. I worked for Channel 10 for a year, and then I've worked in hospice for Bluebonnet Health Services for 7 years. And yeah, so that's kind of been the journey. And now Waco Tours has taken off, and I'll be doing it full time come January 2017, and it's hard to leave Bluebonnet, but I feel like it's the next step of faith, and Luke and Rachel and I are excited to move this thing forward as it's taken off here in Waco, and things have grown, and people are excited to come visit Waco, so that's what we're doing right now.
Were you hopeful that Waco Tours would take off in a way that you would exit Bluebonnet this quickly, or were you still thinking Waco Tours is going to take a lot longer to so I could be at the point where I could exit?
Totally. I had brought Mark and Holly Walsh, the owners of Bluebonnet, in on this as starting a company on the side to show people around that are coming to Waco, and wasn't expectant that it was going to take off like it has, and kind of kept them in the loop on how that was going. And when we found that people were wanting to book tours every day and people were really enjoying what we were doing, really felt like the Lord had stirred my heart to take a step of faith out of Bluebonnet. And it's been a tough journey because I love hospice, but just felt like that was the next thing to do. And now we're excited because we do see the need for these people to be shown around Waco, because there's a lot more to do than people realize when they come to town.
You're story is similar to mine in that we started the Pokios truck in April of 2015, and at the time I was working for this company called Hotel Tonight. So I was working 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then in that interim, Julia would bake cookies. Then yeah. She and I would take the truck out from 7 p.m. until 11 or midnight, and then I'd go to bed, and I'd wake up again. And then you start to realize that money and time that I'm putting toward this job, I could be putting toward building my own brand and building Waco Tours or building Pokios. And that was a big transition point for me, just the recognition that, whoa, this is successful enough that this really could be my job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of what had happened to me. I was working two full-time jobs, which I've never done, not sleeping much because it was a new company, thinking about new ways to do things and how to do it. And really felt pulled two directions where I couldn't fully devote to both jobs, which was hard because I loved who I worked for and what I did in hospice and built a lot of relationships in Waco. But then I started this company and was like, man, I want to put all my effort into this. It's hard to do it. So I went part-time for a couple months, and then I was still just putting in a lot of time, working 6 days a week, 7 days a week for the last, 3-4 months. And that's when I just decided it was best to fully devote my time to Waco Tours and saw that this thing could really take off. And we wanted to do it with excellence. So we felt part of that puzzle, part of that was for us to do it with excellence, I needed to be doing it full time, just as what the company needed. So it's been exciting, and it's definitely a step of faith. And I mean, we've just added holiday tours, so we've been doing a classic Waco tour for about 5 months, and now we've added a holiday tour that we're excited about, and that'll probably bring a whole new set of busyness, but we're looking forward to it.
So tell the listeners of Downtown Depot about the origins of Waco Tours. So I know that the Whites, which Luke and Rachel and you both had homes featured on Fixer Upper. And I'm sure that led to the idea for Waco Tours. But sort of take us through the genesis of the idea.
Sure.
Who came up with it, and what was the process of getting this launched?
You know, so I've had a journey with God. I mean, we all have a story and different experiences. And mine was one of modeling, traveling the world, living in the world, drugs, alcohol, doing the things of the world and reaching for anything I could that made me happy in New York, where once I got transformed by the love of God, I wanted to tell everybody about it because it radically transformed my life from wanting to not live to wanting to live and tell everybody about it. So about 3 years ago, Abby Rose is a good friend of mine, and she owns Cheddarbox here in town, and I mentioned to her, I'd like to get a tour bus and travel around the country and share my testimony. Kind of just talked about it for fun with some friends. And then after the show aired, I was like, all these people are coming to town and people want to explore Waco and see what it's really about. I was like, wow, I love hosting and entertaining and I love people and having fun. And there's a lot more to Waco than people realize. So who's doing that? And it just felt like God put that on my heart. So I called Luke and Rachel White, and I came over and had dinner with them at their house, and I said, hey, guys, what would you think about a tour company in Waco? And what would you think if we started it? Like, what did you guys think about that? And they were like, David, we've also thought of the same kind of idea, and we just started praying about it together. And that's when we started taking steps of faith. And I worked in hospice, so I got a retirement bus from a nursing home here in town to get a driver and take us on a practice tour to give it a go. And we had some people from the city on there, and they were like, this is something Waco needs and has needed it for a while. And they got behind us, and we were like, wow, this is great. Felt like it was really from the Lord. And we started just moving forward. And next thing you know, we're building a website. Rachel's designing it. Luke's business mind is putting together what it would take numbers-wise. And I'm thinking of how I could market and meet with people in the city. And we just started brainstorming. And that's when we launched it. And we went and bought a van. We had our website. We got the pictures, the design. And that's kind of how it started. And then from there, we've kind of developed different things along the way. And it's been a blast.
So take us on a tour. If sure. we were hopping on the bus there at Magnolia Market, what would we be seeing if we were driving around Waco with Waco Tours?
Yeah, you know, we had to kind of go through lots of research on Waco. Like, the history here is incredible. So we decided, why don't we start a tour that gives a little view of all of Waco? And so what we do is we start downtown. And people get on, and we start with the history of Waco and what it was back in the day and the different industries. I don't want to give you all the tour right now, Austin, because I want you to come on one. But and then what we do is we talk about the good and the bad, and we give people a picture of really the holistic view of Waco and what's gone on here and what happened in the 50s with the tornado that came through Waco. And people aren't aware that Waco was on the map to be the capital of Texas. It was growing at a pace where it would have been bigger than or as big as Houston and Dallas now. And, you know, the Chisholm Trail came through. So we start in with the history and the richness of that. And then we drive by and show the Dr. Pepper Museum and more facts about downtown. And it's full of history. And then what we do is we swing over through I-35, Church Under the Bridge, onto the Baylor campus. We do Common Grounds and Heritage Creamery, and we let them see that. We either buy them a coffee drink or an ice cream there, and then we go through Baylor campus. People are blown away by that. And, you know, Baylor campus, they didn't know it was that beautiful and that big. And that's fun. There's a lot of rich history there. And then you have all the museums. There's 18 museums in Waco. And five of them are on the Baylor campus, and Mayborn Museum, Texas Ranger, and then we show them the Visitor Center and all that over there, and the McLean Stadium, the bridges. We come over the suspension bridge and show them Indian Springs Park. We then show them the 1901 bridge, and then we tell them the history on the suspension bridge. And I could talk for an hour about all this, but you'd have to come on a tour for the 2.5 hours of it. We show them East Waco and that, you know, Nancy with Lula Jane's really believed in that area, and she planted Lula Jane's there, and how those buildings are being bought and restored for restaurants, and how that area is being restored. And then we swing into that area, and then we come over and we take them to Cameron Park, and we tell them that history, Indian Springs Park leading into Cameron Park and the zoo, and all those fun facts about the trails that go through Cameron Park that people aren't aware of. And we take them to Lover's Leap and tell them, you know, that's where the Balcones fault line is, where that shifted, and how that got created. And that's, people are blown away by that. That's the halfway mark of the tour. And at that point, people are like, they just can't believe that this is all in Waco. And we really haven't done any neighborhoods yet. It's mainly city and history and facts. And we go from there and we show them the Mission Waco area, D's Mediterranean, the new Jubilee Food Mart there, the grocery store and all that, World Cup. And then we show them Clint Harp's shop, and we do those neighborhoods, antique shops. And we swing through a few neighborhoods over there, and then we go to Bosque, and we show them Bosque, you know, where the old Magnolia store is. And people are like, oh, wow, it was on this side of town. It was that small. And we're like, yeah. And then we take them Bosque, and we show them a few neighborhoods by the lake. We show them Lake Waco. And then we swing through Valley Mills and show them all the places on Valley Mills. We tell them the history of Snickers and Skittles and Starburst and SpaceX. And then, you know, out in McGregor, tell them about all the different industries and L3 and all those things. And that's a blast because people aren't aware that there's all those industries in Waco. And then we swing into the Castle Heights neighborhood, which normally is kind of, you know, that's the end of our kind of end of our tour. And people are blown away. They're like, oh, these neighborhoods are beautiful in Waco. And then they say, Waco's bigger than we thought it was and has more to offer. And so we swing down Austin Avenue. We do more history, show them the castle. And then we show them the Cooper House, you know, and tell them about that. And the Uptown shopping area, Saronia and all those places, Balcones. And then we do like Hay Sugar and all those shopping. We show them all the shopping, places to eat, things to do. And our response is from people, wow, we're going to have to stay an extra week or days. And people do every time. That's what's fun is people are like, we didn't know that Waco had all this. We got to bring our kids back or our family back. We've had repeat customers in 6 months. We've had, I think we've had somewhere between 6 and 8 repeat customers and families of friends that have come after they took our tour and things like that. And, you know, it's just a blast. It is a blast to show people around Waco and host people and get excited about a city that has a lot to offer. And God's hands on this city. There's a lot of favor on Waco, a lot of entrepreneurial people like yourself that are taking risk on Waco and planting their families here and their businesses. And we love just being the ones that get to be kind of the front runners in hosting people and showing them that. And then they get to go explore all these places on their own the other days that they're here. So it's a lot of fun. We love it. You can tell I love it. I could talk about it for hours.
Well, you're listening to David Ridley, one of the founders of Waco Tours here on KWBU on Downtown Depot, where we track the ins and outs of Waco business. David, even in that quick explanation of a tour, I feel like I learned things about Waco, and I've lived here for almost 2 years. It's not just a tour for people outside of Waco. It's a tour for Wacoans as well to learn more about the history and the stories that are here in Waco. What are some of the things that you found in your research that really stuck with you, things that you didn't know about Waco before you got on here?
Oh, man. I could talk about that for a long time as well. And that's been the thing. You know, when we started it, we did a lot of research, and the city helped us. We wanted this to be excellent, our facts to be right, which is kind of nerve-wracking, you know, people not living here your whole life and being in my 30s, you know, I don't know everything. I want to learn, and so did Luke and Rachel. So we did a lot of research, and we've had people from Waco on tours, which was nerve-wracking at the beginning, and people helped us. But now we love having people from Waco on the tour because every time they learn something. And it's because we have really done research, but we've been open to feedback from people. And I would say for me, learning about the Chisholm Trail coming through Waco and that this city has always had life in it, like the Living Springs and what this city was doing back in the 50s and how people, hundreds of thousands of people come through. And what was really cool is Elvis was at Fort Hood, so he would come to Waco and he would perform. And I used to think, why is all this Elvis stuff in Waco? And John Wayne premiered at the Hippodrome, and two soft drinks were invented here, and there was a famous gunfight, and there's all these museums and the Texas Rangers, the oldest law enforcement in the country, you know, and just all these neat things that I've learned and continue to learn that I'm blown away by. So is that kind of – what do you think of that? Did you learn anything?
I mean, I didn't know that we had the influence of Elvis here.
I know.
And the fact – okay, so the candy that was created here, Skittles was invented in Waco, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And so Starburst, I don't know the exact percentage, but about 75-80% of the Snickers that are made right here in Waco, Texas at the Mars, you know, factory. So it's just amazing stuff like that. And like the neck pillows that you wear on the airplanes, somewhere between 70-80% of them are made here in Waco, Texas. Who would have ever known that? You know, and it's just all this rich history. And the inventor of Dr. Pepper is from Waco, and he did it in a drugstore. And It's just amazing, all kinds of stuff like that that is kind of fun.
Well, and what I learned over the break, I was speaking with my sister-in-law who used to be a docent at the Dr. Pepper Museum when she was here in grad school, and she told me that Dr. Pepper was actually created before Coca-Cola,
a year before
was invented.
Yeah, so stuff like that is fun, and the things that were held in the silos, because the silos are a big thing around the country, around the world right now.
Sure.
So, like, cottonseed was stored in there. Like, who would have thought? You know, I always joke with people that there's cupcakes in there now, but cottonseed was stored in there. But right next to that was a baseball field. Well, guess who played in that baseball field, hit a home run, and knocked a window out of the Findry building that's across the street? Babe Ruth. Who would have ever known that? It's like,
wow.
Just cool stuff like that. So, yeah, it's really fun.
Man, we need to hang out more often. I'm going to learn all this stuff from
totally.
You.
Totally.
What's really cool about what you guys are doing is, and a lot of what I'm trying to accomplish here on Downtown Depot, is simply chronicling this period in Waco history. Because, as you said, it's a really unique time.
I mean,
the spotlight is on Waco in a good light in the way that it has really never been.
Totally.
And there are so many entrepreneurs who have decided to come to Waco and set up the shop and really try to make this city great. What are some of the places for you, taking off your Waco Tours hat just as a citizen, what are some places in town that are your favorites to spend time at? Maybe neighborhoods that you think are overlooked, that are ripe for redevelopment. Is there anything that you're seeing, maybe driving around, whether it's as a Blue Bonnet employee or whether it's with Waco Tours, that you can really see the tangible growth and you're excited about that area?
Yeah. You know, one quick thing right before that is what I'm loving in Waco is, yes, there's bad things that happen in every city, but I love seeing Waco respond. Like, these people believe in it and love it. And it's fun to be the tour company that gets to respond with people like yourself starting businesses that believe in it as well. So it's just this whole tornado of people really believing in Waco. And so for me, I've gotten more excited about Waco in the last couple years than I've ever been, just because I see people like you taking a chance on it and us and different companies. But I really can say that probably every area of Waco, I love it all. I would say that the East Waco area really excites me for some reason, just to see that that area is really going to be restored. But not only, you know, every area in Waco is like that. There's construction and different things going on all over Waco. And that's what's really neat to see and drive around as a tour company, is that it's not only happening downtown by Magnolia or in East Waco, it's really happening all over Waco. Development, houses are getting restored, and it's just, so I can't really say that there's a favorite. I love Cameron Park. I think that is a jewel. People don't realize. Did you know that it's the second largest municipal park in the country?
Wow.
Central Park is number one. Some people say it could be second or third, but it's the second. And having that right here in our city is and the river and the river walk, I'd say that could be my favorite park, because I love water and I love to be active. So that area would probably be my favorite.
So what are the future plans for Waco Tours? I know you guys are potentially looking at a storefront, somewhere to operate out of. What's the latest with that and your plans for growing the brand?
Yeah, so we're meeting all the time about new ideas and really focusing on being as excellent as we can as a tour company. So really what we're doing right now is looking at the growth of an extra van. We have a lot of big groups coming in 2017 that have requested us, and we're going to need another van, and people are booking out already. We're in a downtime, and we're averaging 5 tours a week, which is kind of awesome to be in a downtime of tourism and doing that. So we're thinking, you know, all kinds of different things. What Luke likes to say is we have a Christmas tree and we're adding ornaments along the way very carefully, but we have those ornaments up there and we're still brainstorming about them. So what we want to be is a company that, you know, I'll just say we're kind of brainstorming. We want to be the company that people think of when they come to Waco. Because they think of us, because Waco Tours is going to tell our family the museums, the things to do. We want to be that company that everybody sees, like, we need to contact them to know what to do while we're in Waco. So that's our kind of big vision right now, is how can we get people on the front end of their trip? Because that's what people say. They're like, hey, we wish we would have known about you guys the first day we were here. So we're trying to create buzz to get people to do our tour on the first day that they're here. So we want to create packages of all-day excursions, half-day, and have our tour, river tours on boats. We've got all kinds of different ideas that we are talking through and doing. But the next step is another van. We had a training last night of with nine new people that want to be tour guides and drivers. So we're gearing up and moving forward, which is fun. So that's kind of the next steps.
One thing that I love about y'all's model is, in addition to having the great people behind it and a good product, what you've done is that you've activated the other businesses in the community. So you've activated Heritage Creamery because that's a stop on the tour, mm-hmm. or the Mayborn Museum. And now the Mayborn Museum is excited to put in their newsletter that Waco Tours is coming by.
Totally.
Like, that's something that we did with the truck that I think in retrospect has been really helpful for us, in that we partner with Dancing Bear Pub or Dichotomy, mm-hmm. and you just get more people talking about you, and you can make that pie really big and get folks involved. And that really is how people remember your brand and they want to stay involved with it. So that's totally. Was that something that you guys intentionally did in finding who to partner with?
You know, what we had to do first was kind of come up with a route. Then we thought people would come to us and ask us to partner with us. But we wanted our route to be excellent, and then along the way, how could we treat to different things? So we don't want to be exclusive to only using certain companies in town. We want everybody to benefit. So we change it up all the time. Like, we stopped at Hey Sugar. Well, I mean, we've had Pokio's actually before, some of our tour guests, just because they were in the area we were at. Lula Jane's Cookies, Heritage Creamery, Common Grounds. We've stopped at all kinds of Pinewood Roast, you know, the coffee shop there on Franklin. And we want everybody to benefit from this. So we've got coupons. We've got the addresses of all the stores we talk about, places to eat, Spice Village, Uptown Shopping, a little of everything, the Findery. And what we're finding is we can partner with everybody as a tour company and give people goodie bags at the end that gives people coupons to go there and find ways to do that on each tour, which has been fun. So, yeah, we want this to be a benefit for everybody in Waco, and that's what our goal is.
Well, it certainly has been up to this point. Waco Tours, check them out, waco-tours.com, and on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You can hop in the Sprinter. David might be your driver. You might even be able to take a little helicopter tour. And they really are doing the best job out there of highlighting Waco, not just the good and the bad, or not just sugarcoating it, but highlighting the good and the bad, so that we as citizens and the people from outside can come and have a more nuanced idea and understanding of the history of here and how we can connect with that. So, David, thank you so much for being our guest here on Downtown Depot. It's been a treat to have you. And we're excited to see some of those Christmas tours that Waco Tours has coming out.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast.
All right,
thanks.
Thank you. Thanks again to David for joining us on this week's Downtown Depot. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Waco Business News and on our website, wacobusinessnews.com, for more content about the business happenings in your city. You've been listening to Downtown Depot, where we track the ins and outs of Waco business. I'm your host, Austin Meek. Catch us back here on December 16th at 11 a.m. for our next episode on 103.3 FM KWBU.